Do I look okay?
What do we do?
We make Oops, right. Sorry.
We can swear. We can swear when I want. Put a little E next to it. Welcome to this episode. I'm Kevin, the founder here at Luca AM. And this is our designer, Abby. I think this week we're just going to talk about a little bit from the designer's perspective of a designer getting a job. You've obviously went through design school, and now you've been in the field for a few years. So you went through the process of, actually going through the school, learning what you did, getting out to the workplace, trying to find a job, then getting hired and having experience. And then kind of started off just your experience through design school. I mean, how would you rate it now you've been in the field? Was it really helpful? Were you unprepared in a lot of areas?
I think design school pretty much just taught me how to use the tools. I mean, your skill set and your style as a designer is something that's kind of built into you, and it's something that, you know, you can get inspired by looking at other designers. But I mean, it really did teach me, because I started off not knowing anything. You know, I didn't know anything about Photoshop or Illustrator. And then going through school, you know, they helped us understand and how to really work with the tools, but they don't really prepare you once you step out of school and you're in the real world. So
that part that they don't prepare you, what, you know, if you can go back and kind of meet yourself and be the mentor to yourself, what would you go, you know, they really should be teaching you this? Or even on the side of, like, not even about school so much, I mean, going through it obviously, but like if you went home, just work on this skill set or whatever it might be, what do you kind of think of?
I think, you know, if I could go back in time, I would probably tell myself, look at what's going on in, like, with the design industry or just anything that's going on around you. Because when you're in school, they don't really tell you design for what's going on right now. It's just more of like, do this, and, you know, meet all your projects and make sure that you pass it.
Right.
So I think one of the things that I would like to know, or would have liked to know as I was studying, is what's trending, you know, what's a good way to design, because you don't really know unless you finally immerse yourself once you get out of school. So
yeah, and I think that's a big thing too, is looking at the style going on. You don't want to be stuck in a period where you just design for that.
Right.
But sometimes design schools have that problem and they're stuck in a period that's 10 years ago.
Right, exactly.
And you designed that for the technical point, but still, I mean, that kind of, when you're a young designer, seeing what's out there, what the big guys are doing or whoever inspires you.
Right.
And, you know, at that point, you're kind of just like recreating it, replicating it to kind of see how they got there.
Right.
That's a cool way to do it and kind of learn, so.
I mean, practice makes perfect, but also, what do you call that? When you imitate something is the best way to learn.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So I think that's one thing that I feel like schools really should do.
Yeah, and I think it doesn't matter if you're, you know, a 10-year vet or fresh out or still in school. I mean, you're always looking to what other people are doing.
It's right.
There's always someone to inspire you. You know,
that's
just, yeah, you're always looking at how they do it. So let's see. So let's talk about this, because we're looking at some intern positions here for designers, and we're kind of seeing it from the side of hiring them. And you've kind of been, you know, you're helping me through that process too, of like, we're kind of narrowing down who would be a good fit to come in here. But you've had it from the edge of trying to be getting hired. So how would you, I mean, put yourself in their shoes. What advice would you give a designer kind of looking for a job right now, some do's and don'ts?
definitely, like what I had said in my perspective, I mean, we have every opportunity to design, because that's what we do, you know, we're designers. So find, even just looking at your resumes, like that's the first thing that a prospective employer is gonna see. So if they just see it as you just made something in Word, you know, they're just like, it doesn't give that great of an impression. Whereas if you take the time to build it out and make it look nice, it's going to give them the impression, oh, he or she's actually taking care or looking towards, like, you know, presenting themselves properly. So really, one of the things I'd suggest for anybody who's looking for a designer job, which is very hard to land, is style out your resume and make it look clean but also appealing.
Yeah, and I'd say too, we're seeing a lot of just specialized designers, which is good. You can really find your niche and be great at it, but kind of in your portfolio or resume, and again, if you're kind of fresh out of school and don't really have a big portfolio, you know, this should be, in a sense, if you're a person, this is your passion, your design, what you want, you want to be designing stuff. So go home and recreate stuff or design your own things. Have like a dream, you're creating something for Starbucks or Nike or something, right? You can make up whatever you want. There's no copyright issue there, so it's just for you. Because really, as an owner, you know, as a hire, you're really looking at those examples, make sure they have a good basis for it. So we can see, are you a good illustrator? Awesome. Do you know layout? Do you know how to use white space? Can you use fonts right? Can you use colors right? That's really the biggest thing that we're kind of seeing now as we look at different work is show us kind of a little bit of some depth of different things you can do. Because it's tough when you're in school. You know, you're working on very technical specific things, and it's not really great to show across the board. So have fun and experiment and make some, kind of just faux work in a sense.
Right. I mean, that's what I had to do before I got on board here, because my portfolio, I'm going to be honest, was weak. Like, I had applied for so many other jobs, like with other agencies, and they've either said, you know, you didn't get the job or nothing at all. So take the time to really look at your portfolio, and if you're not happy with it, don't put it in there, because if you don't feel confident in what you're presenting,
another designer won't either.
Right, exactly. So be confident in what you're putting in there, and if you don't have enough work, do something. When you have the skill set, you have the tools, why not add, you know, strength to your portfolio with what you're really strong with?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a lot of times too, you're working for an agency. I mean, if you're in a big agency, sure, there's HR people, but a lot of times they're pulling in people from that department to see it.
Right.
You know, in our case, we're a small company, and, you know, we're design based, and I'm a designer. So when I look at these applications, it's a designer looking at designer's work.
Right.
So know that you're not trying to not fool somebody, but just be aware that a designer is looking at it. So give what a designer wants to see.
Right.
Right? You have friends in school and stuff. Right. Yeah. Like, what would they want to see? Not so much, you know. An instructor or something.
Right, exactly. I mean, there's so many things we're going to notice, and as far as like what we've looked through, small things, small details like padding, like the font that you choose for your portfolio, it's gonna make.
We can immediately pick up and go, this looks good, or this is not quite right. And I mean, especially when you're young, looking for an internship, I mean, we have the open mind that, you know, not everything's gonna be perfect, you're still new to it. Even 10-year, 15-year vets, I mean, there's always something to refine and improve. But we just want to see that kind of foundation of, like, you have the eye for it, you can see it.
That's
and then
right.
Still the school backs up the technical part where you learn how to use the tools. I think it's a pretty good start to kind of give, hopefully, some tips for you designers looking for jobs or looking to, get back in the marketplace. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to us. Go to our website, lucaam.com, or, you know, social media, Facebook, YouTube, Snapchat, whatever. Come out and reach us. All right.
Good luck.